Greetings, and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, August 27th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Green Energy Breaks, Foremost Clean Energy Litigant, NASDAQ FMST, FFAT, reports positive radon survey results at Wolverine Uranium Property. Foremost Clean Energy Limited, FFMST, revealed positive radon survey results at its Wolverine Uranium Property in Saskatchewan's Athabasca Basin. The survey, conducted by RadonX Litigant, collected 893 data points targeting potential faults linked to an unconformity offset. President and CEO Jason Barnard stated that the elevated radon anomalies boost confidence in the property's potential for high-grade uranium mineralization. The data will be integrated with historical results to refine drill targets. Foremost Clean Energy is a rapidly growing uranium and lithium exploration company with projects in the Athabasca Basin. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at an.fm/fmst.
Investor news breaks: Great Lakes Dredge & Dock Corporation, NASDAQ GLDD, takes delivery of new hopper dredge, Amelia Island. Great Lakes Dredge & Dock Corporation, GLDD, has taken delivery of its newest Jones Act-compliant hopper dredge, the Amelia Island, from Conrad Shipyard in Louisiana. This 346-foot vessel with 16,500 total horsepower features advanced automation, low-emission Tier 4 engines, and a 6,330 cubic yard hopper capacity for efficient dredging in U.S. waterways. CEO Lasse Pedersen noted that Amelia Island completes the company's new build program, establishing the largest and most advanced hopper fleet in the nation. The vessel is set to begin projects scheduled through 2026, solidifying Great Lakes Dredge and Dock's position as the largest provider of dredging services in the United States.
ES Gold Corp., CBSAUF, CEO, reports on its unique production strategy as launch of tailings reclamation nears. ES Gold Corp. CEO Gordon Robb discusses the company's unique production strategy in a recent Inside the Boardroom webcast. ES Gold is set to begin tailings recovery at an abandoned mine in Quebec, extracting gold and silver while improving the environment. This near-term revenue generation strategy allows ES Gold to fund future exploration efforts without seeking investor capital. The company is also exploring similar sites in North and South America. ES Gold's sustainable approach offers investors affordable shares with promising returns. The company's revenue model focuses on reclaiming polluted mines and repurposing value metals for clean building projects. For more information on ES Gold, visit their newsroom.
Nicola Mining Inc., OTQBF, leverages BC's regulatory advantages to strengthen position potential. Nicola Mining Inc., listed on the TSX.VM and on the OTCQB as HUSF, is strategically leveraging British Columbia's robust mining regulatory environment to enhance its position and potential. By prioritizing regulatory compliance and going beyond minimum requirements to focus on environmental stewardship and community engagement, Nicola Mining is setting itself apart in the industry. Recognizing the competitive advantages that BC's regulatory framework offers, the company has successfully built a dual-pronged business model. With a commitment to responsible mining practices and Indigenous reconciliation, British Columbia's regulatory environment is creating opportunities for companies like Nicola Mining to thrive in one of North America's most prolific mining jurisdictions. Cleaner Recovery Tech turns mine waste into cash flow. ES Gold Corp., in a joint venture in Bolivar, is leading the way in turning abandoned mine waste into profitable operations through cutting-edge extraction methods. By extracting valuable resources from historical deposits, ES Gold is not only addressing environmental concerns, but also promoting responsible economic development. Other companies in the mining sector, such as Kinross Gold Corp, Goldfields Ltd, BHP Group Ltd, and Wheaton Precious Metals Corp, are also focusing on innovative approaches to position themselves in the global mining space. Through environmentally conscious practices, ES Gold is transforming decades-old ecological burdens into engines of sustainable growth. Investor news breaks: GreenWave Technology Solutions Inc. NASDAQ Bauber receives additional NASDAQ delinquency notice. GreenWave Technology Solutions Inc., a metal recycling operator in Virginia, North Carolina, and Ohio, has received an additional delinquency notice from NASDAQ due to a delayed filing. Despite this, the company's securities will continue to trade on the NASDAQ Capital Market under the ticker GWAVE. GreenWave plans to submit an updated compliance plan by September 8, 2025, and is actively working to complete and file its delayed reports with the SEC. The company operates 13 recycling facilities and utilizes unique technologies to increase processing volumes and efficiencies. Steel recycling offers environmental benefits such as reduced energy use and lower CO2 emissions. GreenWave's customers include large corporations, manufacturers, and government organizations, with plans to expand its locations through acquisitions in the near future.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.